Okay, it's time for dating. Time to talk about love and looking for love. And joining us on the line for a chat is the one and only Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking in Dublin. Welcome, Fergal.
Thank you. Happy Friday.
And happy Friday to you as well. Well, Fergal, we've loads of questions for you. So a lot of people with love problems out there and looking for your advice. So if
Very
you
good.
Are ready, we'll crack
I
on
sure
with
am.
Them. Now, this first one may be kind of sad, I have to say, Fergal, but I hope you can give some hope to this lady. She's just identifying herself as a North Kerry listener. Fergal, can you help me? I'm feeling very down in myself. I'm 35. I'm not a bad-looking woman. I have a very good job. I don't think I'm boring because I've lots of friends, but I can't seem to keep a man's interest. I've been on so many dates over the years, but seldom, if ever, get asked for a second date. It's soul-destroying. Most of my friends are already married or in relationships. I'd love the chance to do this myself. But every rejection makes me more insecure, and I'm now saying to myself, what is the point? So there you go. What would you say to that poor lady?
I hear that every day, honest to God I do, and they call and they say, you know, I'm single, never married, no kids. I feel I have a lot to offer. I feel I'm normal and down to earth and grounded and genuine and reasonable. I don't think I'm looking for anything. I'm looking for anything crazy. I'm not looking for, you know, 10 out of 10. I'm not looking for all these boxes to be ticked unrealistically. And so they feel like they're the only ones who feel that way. But I will just say to her, there's over 2.5 million single people in the country. And everyone feels like they're the only one, or they're the odd one out, or they're the ones who the problem is with, or they're the ones who maybe I don't talk enough, or I'm not good looking enough, or I'm not this or that or the other. You have to stop doubting yourself. She sounds very rational. Her text message is completely reasonable and totally makes sense. But it is soul destroying to try and meet people in this country, because whether you're online dating and you don't know who you're meeting and what you're saying is true, but what you're reading may not be at all true. And if she meets a whole load of guys that are not very well intentioned, or if they're looking for things that she's not looking for, she starts to then doubt herself. But it's where she puts herself out there. That's the key. If she's on Tinder or Bumble or POF or any of these free dating apps, well, then it's going to happen, you know, pretty much nonstop, that she's going to feel like it's her, even though it's not. She's on a free dating app. If she is on a free dating app, you're dealt with an awful lot of people who may be not looking for the same outcome as you. And if that happens once or twice, but if it happens 10 times, you start questioning yourself. So it just seems typically that's what's happened to her. And it's happening to so many people, that they're dealing with messers. And then the more messers you deal with, the more you think it's normal. Not normal. It's not. So she's a 35-year-old, well-intentioned woman who probably wants to settle down, start a family, get married, have kids. But if she's met with all of these guys who are totally time-wasting and totally messing around with her head, she's going to eventually start thinking it's her. And that's what's happened.
And I wonder about that. Actually, just to zone in on that, Fergal, I wonder, is that a female thing? You know, you often hear women when a relationship ends or when they can't find love, and they're saying, "What's wrong with me?"
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, do men say that to themselves as well, or
not
is it
as
more,
much?
Not as much.
No, men will get over it after a shower. Women will start dissecting it, and they'll go through with the girls, "What did I do wrong? What could I have done differently? Was it something I said? Was it something I did? Was I not this enough? Was I not that enough?" And they start, you know, second guessing themselves and questioning their own, you know, what they put into the actual relationship, as opposed to thinking, you know, sometimes these things happen. Sometimes, you know, people just fizzle out and they don't actually have that connection anymore. Guys don't tend to dissect it as much as women do. But I will say at the same time, and it's good to dissect, it's good to analyze and to go through what it is that I could have changed, or was I part to blame? But there comes a time where women need to say, okay, stop dissecting it so much. It's not my fault. It just fizzled out. Men could do a bit more. Women could do a bit less of the dissecting. That's my key take from 15 and a half years of seeing this, you know, play out.
Yeah, I really hope that the women out there are listening to that, because you never said a truer word, Fergal. Anyway, listen, hopefully that lady, because she sounds like such a nice person, hopefully she'll think about joining Intro, and the only way is up. Now, this next one is a bit controversial. Obviously, this gentleman asked me not to leave his name. He says, I'm a gay man who never really came out. I've no interest in pursuing that lifestyle, and I live in a rural area. However, I would like to meet a woman of similar age for companionship and for accompanying me to weddings and social gatherings that I have to attend to. I have to attend regularly for work. Would there be any woman signed up to Intro who'd be interested in that, or are your clients purely and truly interested in romantic attachments? So he is gay, he wants a companion, but not a woman for romantic purposes.
No is the answer, to be blunt. It's a tough situation for him to be involved in, or to be in. I empathise, but it's sadly, not sadly, but just being factual, the women who are joining Intro are looking for, may not be, you know, it may not be a romantic thing, it may be companionship. It may be, you know, with the view to just spending the time with and experiencing life with, but certainly it would need to be with somebody who has an attraction towards the other person, and actually is who they say they want to be. And what they're coming to Intro for is just honesty and, you know, this is me. If you like me, great. If you don't, that's okay too. But I do sympathise. I mean, it is sad that he's in this situation, and it's quite more apparent in the rural parts of the community, because the twitchy curtains, the nosy neighbours, and everyone knows your business and all the rest. It's easier to kind of camouflage it in the city, in the big smoke. But to answer his question honestly, no. I mean, I couldn't ring Mary and say, here, would you mind meeting Johnny? He doesn't have, you know, any sort of desire to enter into a relationship or a partnership or a companionship with you, other than just purely there for show.
Yeah,
they're not obviously.
No, the women aren't going to go for that at all.
No, God, no. And so I hope he gets to a stage where he's able to, in this day and age, in 2026, just be honest about who he is and what he is and what he wants to be. But no is the answer. I'm very sorry to say, you know, you wouldn't be able to. We wouldn't be able to stand over that, and no woman would ever agree to that on our books, unfortunately.
Okay, well we've got a break to take, Fergal, but we've another person with a kind of a slightly different needs, shall we say. Mm-hmm. We'll come to that after the break. Another controversial one. In the meantime, a reminder, if anyone has a dating question or a love problem that Fergal could help with, you know what to do, but I'll remind you anyway, 083 300 3300. If you've only just joined us, you're very welcome. We're talking about dating and love and looking for love with Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking, based in Dublin, but with members all over the country. And as Fergal was telling us before the break, there are 2.5 million single people in this country. So that's something to think about if you are looking for love at the moment. Now, Fergal, I promised you another slightly controversial one, and I wonder what you'll make of this. Again, doesn't want to leave a name, but writes the following. Fergal, I'd love to join Intro, but I feel all men nowadays expect sex either on the first date or after a few dates. I make no apologies for the fact that I'm Catholic and believe that sex is for married people. You might laugh at this, but I'm entitled to my faith. Would there be any point in someone with my views joining your matchmaking agency?
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't dictate as to whether or when people should choose to go there in terms of their partnerships and relationships and intimacy and that kind of thing. Obviously, we are the people who get two people together if there's compatibility. We are not the people to tell Mary and Johnny when it's time to go to bed. Do you know what I mean? Just to be frank. Now, we do get a lot of people who say, I'm God-fearing and I want someone who's God-fearing and I want someone who's Catholic and who practices my, you know, commitment to the Lord. And we do get that. I'm not going to lie. We do get that the odd time. Is it easy to match? I mean, if I was to call John and say, here, Mary is after saying this now, she definitely doesn't want to have sex the first or second or third date. Now, you need to be also God-fearing and you need to be Catholic and you need to have a faith and you need to be going to Mass every Sunday. I'm probably, and this is controversial answer for a controversial question, I'm probably not going to get a whole lot of yeses to meet Mary.
Okay.
I'm just not. I'm just being honest with you. 95% about of our clients would be ORC, but they'd be lapsed. They're not going to Mass every single weekend. They don't feel the need to. We do have some that obviously do, and they really practice it religiously and closely, and they have a faith, and that's fine. But to be matched with someone purely who shares the same exact level of spirituality and Catholicism as you is very subjective, and it's dangerous because, you know, what one person thinks is a strong Catholic faith, another person thinks, well, that's not really quite strong. Of course, that you're just being a good person. So to answer your question, if we were to say to the guy, this woman just wants a relationship, but she's not going to have sex until after you get married, do you honestly think I would get many yeses?
Probably not. Well, maybe, you never know about the older men, perhaps. I don't know. I have no idea.
The only people who say things like usually people in their early 20s, and they're usually people who have been brought up by very, very, very strict Catholic parents. And it's been a very close-knit, kind of tight family that they wouldn't have been given any sort of freedom at all. And when it's, this is very controversial, but it almost sounds a little bit brainwashed at times.
Okay.
When they say things like, unless he loves God the way I love God, unless he has a strong faith as much as I do, I'm not going to meet him. And it's very tough. It's very tough. I'm not going to lie.
So maybe that lady would be better off to go to, is it the Knock Marriage Bureau? Does that still exist?
I don't think it does, actually.
Oh,
funnily
does it
enough,
not? Yeah.
I think it closed down. No, I mean, we have Catholics on the books. Of course we do. But what it's not as black and white and basic as what she's making it out to. I can't say to Johnny, would you mind meeting Mary, but don't be thinking of having sex until you get married. It's like God almighty, you need to go on a date first. See if you get on with each other. She's putting the cart way before the horse here. She needs to just, you know, no one's going to make her do what she doesn't want to do. But she just needs to approach it from the point of view of, I want to meet someone for a long-term loving relationship, which is what everyone's looking for in here. But stop thinking about the whole, I'm not going to have sex with him now until he knows that we're married. And that's it. If you start saying that at the outset, sure, you're ruining your chances of meeting anyone in the first place. It's like that guy who rang me before who said, I'm 39 and she has to be pregnant before I turn 40, because in my head, I psychologically want to be in a position where I'm about to have a child before I turn 40. So in his head, that's what he wanted to do. So imagine me ringing up Mary and saying, here, Mary, you're 36, he's 39, he wants you to be pregnant before he turns 40, so would you like to meet him?
Yeah.
Am I going to get Mary to say yes? No. You know, it's intense. It's too intense. It's too extreme. Calm down. Don't worry about it. Stop thinking about things that you know, that are supposed to happen organically. Yes, if you want to get married. If you meet that guy and you go on a date, he'll know straight away then that you'll express yourself in a normal way, that this is what I do, this is what my beliefs are. I would like to get married. I do believe in the Catholic faith. But go on the date first. Meet the guy and let him see who you are and what you're all about. But if we're selling her profile to Johnny, all Johnny is going to see are red flags, and he's just going to hear alarm bells thinking, Jesus, why is this woman talking about sex already before?
Okay, we'll move on because there's more questions coming in. This one is from 66-year-old Tim, who's a widower, Justin. Mm-hmm. He's wondering, would it be possible to meet a female for company and go out for a meal off and on without a big affair?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And people over the 50 mark are looking for exactly what he just said. They're looking to go off for a bite to eat. They're looking to go to a show. They're looking to go to the INEC for a gig. They're not looking to live in each other's pockets or to move in together or get married, tomorrow. They're very much looking for companionship with a view to sharing experiences with and just having the crack and enjoying time, but also knowing that they are trustworthy individuals and that they're not lunatics and they're not crazy and they're not whatever. That's what they're looking for. So he's spot on in terms of what he's looking for. Absolutely. Now, they will eventually want to know that this is a partnership and this is 50-50 and I would like to know that we are committed to each other. But commitment doesn't mean move in tomorrow and sign over the deeds to your house and share bank accounts.
Okay, well, so Tim needs to find out more about intro and maybe sign up. We've a lady in her late 30s. Now, I don't know why she feels the need to say this. She says, I'm a woman in my late 30s and a size 16. She says, I feel my weight comes against me when it comes to getting a partner. Should I join intro now or should I wait until I've lost some weight to increase my chances?
Never wait. Don't worry about the weight. Don't worry about the teeth. Don't worry about the, oh, sure, maybe I'll do it after I finish my MBA or I do my thesis or I do this, that and the other. There's never a right time. It's like when people wonder about couples wondering when they should have kids. It's always going to bring stress. It's always going to be difficult. It's always going to be challenging. You don't worry about the shape and size you're at. You know, that's like, you know, Guy Finn, should I work out more in the gym and then be more attractive to the women? And so I'll wait till I get muscly. No. You are the age you are. You are the stage you're at in life. There is always someone for everyone. And that expression can sound a little bit twee, can sound a little bit whatever, but there's a reason why it exists. Don't be worrying about size 16 or size 24 or size 8 or 10 or whatever. We are what we are. We are all the height we are. Like, people often say to me as well, how did you get Rena? She's taller than you. Well, she's taller than me. She's an inch taller than me. And then she wears 5-inch heels and she's towering over me. But you just kind of have to say, I am the height I am. I may be a short ass to some people, but I don't mind. It is what it is. So let's just not try and change the fact that we are where we're at and that's it. So no, tell her, absolutely, God Almighty, just come in and do it. Do what you're doing. And we have to, we match you based on, you know, like with like, counterpart with counterpart. If you feel that you're, you know, what you're bringing to the table is legit and it's genuine and it's honest, that's what he's looking for. So don't be questioning the shape and the size. We all go up and down in sizes anyway.
We
all the
absolutely
time.
Do. We absolutely do. Killarney listener Fergal says, I'd love my divorced brother to join intro, but he can be a bit touchy. So how can I broach the subject?
Just throw the number under his nose and say, here, I heard this guy on the phone to Deirdre yesterday or whenever, and it sounds like he's not a lunatic and they're probably doing something right because they're in 15 years in business. So here you ring them and leave it up to him then. Don't force his hand. Don't push him. Don't annoy him. If he's touchy, well, fine. Touchy people, grand, whatever, they can ring intro and then I'll talk to them. And if they are very touchy, if they don't like hearing the facts, well, then they won't bother joining. But what you don't want to do is push him so much that he ends up blaming you when it doesn't work out. If he goes on dates and then it doesn't work out and he's like, why did you force me to do that? Sure, it didn't work out. So just put the number under his nose and then be done with it and leave it alone is my advice.
Great advice there, I think. This is a gentleman. He says, hi, Deirdre, I'm almost 40 and I'd love to meet somebody. I don't really like the pub scene. I prefer walking and cycling and the outdoors. Does Fergal think there are many women out there with similar interests that I could meet?
Oh, 100%. Geez, yeah, absolutely. I mean, had he said he's like, he loves guzzling 10 pints a day, you wouldn't be getting many women, you know, looking for that. But if he's outdoorsy and he looks after himself and he likes getting up and getting out and having an active lifestyle, that's exactly what women are looking for, especially more and more these days. The pub scene is gone, broken. Socializing is crazy. The way it used to be is gone. And it's much more about lifestyle events and exercise and, you know, people going off for hikes and this, that and the other. So absolutely, geez, he's right down the women's alley if he's that kind of way inclined. So yeah, don't question yourself at all. Keep doing you and you will find someone who is on the same wavelength. Absolutely, no problem.
Isn't that a massive social shift when you think about it too? Like so many people got together by being half tanked at a disco and going out in a slow set with somebody else and the next thing you're going out and the next thing you're married. And that's kind of, it's totally gone really, isn't it? Completely
totally gone. Oh my God. Yeah. We have so many teetotals and we have so many people who are just not at all inclined to do that or to be attracted to that at all these days. The pubs are closing, they're closing down, discos are gone. It's very much more about lifestyle. It's very much more about sharing experiences and just having hobbies and interests that you can actually, you know, join the other person with. So no, but that's what makes it so difficult. That's why we have a business. That's why we're still here. Sure, we're booked out on Saturdays now for 4 months for appointments and Sundays for 6 months. You can't get a weekend appointment in here because people come up when they make a weekend of it and they visit Auntie Bridie they haven't seen in 20 years and they go to the Viva or they go to Crow Park to the Ga and then they join intro. So there's a massive need for this because the pub scene is just gone, and the club scene is gone, and you know, people are worried about twitchy curtains and nosy neighbours and everyone knowing their business. So they're happy to hop in the train in Killarney and come up to Dublin for the weekend and join Intro. But that's what they do, but they don't tell people they're doing it. So yeah, they're dead right. The pub scene is completely not what it used to be, and people are so, they're also scared, they're also worried, they're also nervous about safety and security and everything else, as well as privacy and confidentiality. It's the safety element, and that's why they like coming here, because everyone is verified over the phone when they book in, so we know that they are who they say they are legit. So there's lots of reasons why this has to exist.
Yeah, and you're getting somebody that ultimately you're more likely to be compatible with by joining an agency and dealing with experts in this field like yourself and your colleagues.
Exactly, and the fact that they've actually invested in it, time and energy and effort and money, and they've listened to me yapping on the phone, you know, telling them what they need to be open to, that shows that they are actually, you know, in, they're well intentioned. They're 100% committed to it. Whereas you go online, and Mary might be a lovely lady, and she's totally serious about wanting, you know, the whole shebang. But then Johnny is a total messer, and he hasn't a clue where he wants to be or what he wants to do. And sure, if Mary meets a number of those Johnnies, there only comes a time where Mary starts doubting herself, like our previous texter did. So that's why I always say, stop second guessing yourself, stop doubting yourself, have a bit of faith. There are nice people out there. You just need to put yourself into the correct, most intelligent pool of like-minded people. And that's what, as you hear for the last 15 and a half years, we were going on about. There are nice people out there, but you just need to commit to it, and you need to invest in it, and you need to be serious about it, and you need to play by the rules and agree to certain policies, and you need to be willing to travel a little bit. You need to be open to realistic age groups. If you are 60, you're probably going to be matched to someone in around 60s, maybe 55 to 60, that kind of thing. But the 60-year-old guy who rings up and says, well, I want a 30-year-old because I want to start a family. You know, that's just not reality. It's not going to happen in here. You know, so.
Well, listen, Fergal, we got to let you go, but it's been great talking to you. And you might just finish by giving us out the number for Intro.
Sure thing. It's 016-777-000. Just call us and we'll walk you through everything and book you in for the appointment.
Super. Fergal, have a great day and a great weekend, and we'll chat to you soon. All going well. And that is Fergal Harrington there from Intro Matchmaking. Now we will be talking about skin, and particularly about retinol, with our skin expert, Claire Scannell from the Skin Lab in Killarney. That's up next.